Constraining the Ellipticity of Newborn Magneta with the Observational Data of Long Gamma Ray Bursts, by Lang Xie et al. The X-ray plateau emission observed in many long gamma ray bursts (LGRBs) has been usually interpreted as the spin-down luminosity of a rapidly spinning, highly magnetized neutron star (millisecond magneta). If this is true, then the magneta may emit extended gravitational wave (GW) emission associated with the X-ray plateau due to non-axisymmetric deformation or various stellar oscillations. The advanced LIGO and Virgo detectors have searched for long-duration GW transients for several years. No evidence of GWs from any magneta has been found until now. In this work, we attempt to search for signature of GW radiation in the electromagnetic observation of 30 LGRBs under the assumption of the magneta model. We utilize the observations of the LGRB plateau to constrain the properties of the newborn magneta, including the initial spin period P0, Duplo magnetic field strength BP and the ellipticity epsilon. We find that there are some tight relations between magneta parameters, e.g., epsilon BP 1.29 and BP P0 to the power of 1.14. In addition, we derive the GW strain for magneta sample via their spin-down processes, and find that the GWs from these objects may not be detectable by the ELIGO and ET detectors. For a rapidly spinning magneta, P approximately 1 millisecond, B approximately 10 to the power of 15 G, the detection horizon for advanced LIGO 05 detector is approximately 180 MPC. The detection of such GW signal associated with the X-ray plateau would be a smoking gun that the central engine of GRB is a magneta. This was Constraining the Ellipticity of Newborn Magneta with the Observational Data of Long Gamma Ray Bursts, by Lang Xie et al.